Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Anybody that can love like Jesus is the title of that song, and it takes us to 14 minutes after 2 o'clock. It is that time of the Wednesday afternoon where we talk all matters pertaining to the health of our finances. It's Financial Conversations with Blessing Dabula. Blessing, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Luke. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Very good. So happy it's a Wednesday. We only have Thursday and then it's a Friday.
you're sounding tired as well. You just want to rest, right?
You know, I think everyone is just looking forward to the festive season and closing our businesses, closing at work, you know, and just rest, have time. Beautiful time with our families, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure why I'm getting a buzzing sound from you there. Okay. Now it sounds better. I'm not too sure why.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So what are we talking about this afternoon, Blessy?
You know what? In talking about the festive season, there's a trap. There's a January. And I've written it January as in J-A-N-U and worry.
Yeah.
W-O-R-R-Y. So we're going to learn how we can avoid the January trap financially today.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a real struggle, especially in our country. Many people overspend during the festive season and find themselves broke in January.
Yeah.
And we want to avoid this. You still have time. But if you've been following our sessions from the beginning of the year, you definitely have, you are prepared for December and January. So for you, I mean, but for those of us who are only joining us today, welcome. But you're not too late, because you still have October's income. If you're getting paid tomorrow, maybe the conversation should start with those who are getting paid from the 20th, 25th, because you can still alter or amend your budget. You
know, there are those who got paid today, by the way. Today, why are you running away from those? Do you get paid on the 15th? Why are you escaping?
I'm thinking the 15th is tomorrow.
Today.
Oh my gosh. So those ones, they've already charged their money. I'm sorry. So they... they can plan. I know those ones are, some of them are ready to borrow money. But let's talk to those who still have the 20th, the 25th, and the last day of the month. You still have October. But for those who got paid today, you still have November. And a lot of companies have bonus also in December.
Yep.
The new bonus pay, so you still have your 12th check, which is your December salary, and your 30th check, which is your bonus payment, to plan for January, so that you do not do the tradition of going helter skelter in January, borrowing money from John, from sister, from aunt. You know very well the children, some need to go to university next year. Some are changing schools. They're going to high school. They're going to need, they're going to have a new stationery list. They're going to need new uniform. Blazers are so expensive. I mean, in some schools, they also ask for laptops. They don't provide laptops.
Yep.
They are from... And when you go higher to these expensive private schools, they will ask for MacBooks. They will ask for iPhone 17. Yes, for the child. It's part of this stationery list. Yes, yes, looks for some schools.
It's a shocker.
Yes, for some schools. And you as a parent, you need to plan. You need to pre-plan. And therefore... I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I spoke about the importance of having financial conversations, know, like as a family.
True.
Including your children, depending on the age of your children. So it's your husband, it's the wife, the children, at least if the children are teenagers, you know, or older, you can have finance conversations with them and pre-plan with them the December. Pre-plan the festive, because for you to invite to invite all the cousins, the aunts to your house, knowing very well that the children in January are going to suffer because of that invitation. If you sit with your family in your finance meeting and you find, you discover that you're not going to be able to host your family, then drop the invitation.
Listen. Disappoint if you have to,
because priority, which one is more important? Is it you building a reputation with your family and then in January flopping the children?
Ish. Good
which
question.
Which one is more important? Right? So you need to have those conversations, and these conversations need to start now.
That's true.
And you look at all the incomes from business-wise, whatever amount of income that is going to be coming in the next 3 months, is very vital. Put it together so that you know the total income that's going to be coming in. What are the expenditures?
Yeah.
If taking the children to ugogo on a flight, so zama poster go ugogo, ubukish a flight, flies FA, ongazum afoda. If abantwana mna bekhwele ibhasi, bakhwelisa ibhasi.
They must get on a bus. Listen, that's what my sister and I decided on. They're getting on a bus this time around. They've never used a bus.
Yes. If you cannot afford to put in petrol in the car and drive the children to umakhulu when you are planning. But also obviously look at the safety of the children.
Of course.
So you also may need to have to prioritize maybe fuel than, you know, like putting them in a taxi. I wouldn't do that.
I don't like it.
But if you don't have a car, if you're talking to somebody who doesn't have a car, the mother is tired. She's been with these children this whole year. She'd really like to have a rest, and she really wants all the children to go, you know. If putting them in a bus is not in your budget when you are sitting with your family right now and you're planning, put them in the taxi and pray. Fast and pray that they will arrive home safe.
Yo, a blessing.
What else can we do? I was from Joburg.
That's true.
To the Eastern Cape. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to say go and get a Leaf Club, because that's putting children in a stranger's car.
Yeah.
At least better with a taxi when you go to Wanderer Street in Johannesburg. Put them in a taxi. You know the registration number, the driver, you get their details. You know the children, they were going to arrive safely at home, you know. But it's looking at things that you know you cannot afford to do.
Yeah.
And take them away. But if you know, for example, you are that one that has been listening to Blessing from the beginning of the year, you've got all the money, book that flight, baby girl. Book that flight
You've
earned it. And even if you know you can book yourself a holiday to go to East London or to come to Cape Town. Cape Town is expensive. I stay here.
Yeah, listen.
Cape Town is expensive. But if you know you planned your trip to come to Cape Town for December, and you also do have the money, you look into your finances when you're doing the budget this month, and you know that all these things, the expenses for December and for January, are going to be taken care of. Good girl.
Good girl, good boy.
Good girl, good boy. And then the next thing I will say, after you put together your budget, set up an interest-bearing January fund. And by interest bearing, I mean if you're going to go to the bank and open a deposit or a savings account, it's money that's going to be earning interest for you at the end of the day.
True.
Do you understand?
Yep.
And it's money that you're not going to have access to.
Mm.
Or either one of you will have access to. So you will only be able to access this money when you need it in January.
It's a difficult one, but it's a workable one.
It's workable.
Yeah.
With discipline, you can work it. And I forgot to mention this. It's very, very important that in your meetings, I know women will have secret accounts. Disclose those accounts.
Because?
Disclose those accounts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when you say secret accounts, like clothing accounts and whatnot.
No, they have secret. Women have secret. And there are some men who also have secret. They will not disclose to the wife.
That bank accounts.
They have a bank account where they're putting money for other things that the wife doesn't know about. Or even the wife has.
Why are you letting people's cover blow now? Why? What's happening? What's happening? Why must these accounts be closed?
They must be disclosed.
Oh, disclose. Why? Okay, yes. Okay.
Why are you hiding it?
Yeah, true.
Are we not one?
Eish. Here's a question.
Are we not building unity?
Yeah.
Are we not in one direction building a family? Mm. Why are we hiding some funds when we are planning for January, ensuring that all everything should be taken care of?
True.
Without any worries, you are keeping some form of fines on the side that the wife doesn't know about. And sometimes it's understandable if the other partner is a waster of money. Sometimes it's understandable when you are going to hide it. But I always say, in the platform of Radio Pulpit, there's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. I'm not there anyway.
Okay.
That's not today. So once you've set up that interest-bearing January fund, now you look out for discounts. You know, you can even decide to start buying the uniform for the children now in October, whilst the prices are still cheaper. Because come January, come end of December, you know, towards the 28th, more pick and pay, more all these uniform schools, more jet, the prices of the white shirts, the socks, the white socks, the grey socks, they skyrocket.
January bills are the most.
Because they know that there's a big demand.
Mm.
Even bookstores, they become very expensive. Why not spend the money now? When you get paid now, deal with the uniform. Mm. Deal with the books now. Plan it now, because you're going to save yourself quite a lot of money than paying that money in January.
That's true. That's so true. I love parents who start shopping like months before the year ends.
Months before the year ends. Mm. Go and do that shopping now of the school shoes, the school uniform, the laptop, if they need the laptop, the iPhone, if they need it, because it's going to be expensive in January.
Mm. Couldn't agree more. And before you start spending unnecessarily in December, ne? So that you know you don't have money in December if you don't have money, instead of spending and then realizing you don't have for your children's future.
Yeah, well, you're not going to spend unnecessarily if you plan now.
Yeah.
And what I like about planning and budgeting is that it gives you control.
Mm.
You know when you have spent. And there's something that I've always said, don't be afraid every month end. After you've done all your budget and spent the money, don't be afraid to go and pull the bank statement and go and do a study of your bank statement. Where did the money that you planned to use, where did it go to?
Mm.
Because if you see McDonald's, then Uber Eats, there's a problem. And you didn't plan any Uber Eats.
Mm.
Yes.
You've come guns blazing today.
You didn't plan Mr. Delivery, but you are seeing it. And I know a lot of people get afraid to go and pull the bank statement and do a tick to check.
Because of the unnecessary spending.
The unnecessary spend. This is the time. Because when December comes, the next part I want to talk about is avoiding credit traps. Because you're going to find yourself in December, you're going to get these SMSs that you can get 15,000 and pay it after 3 months. You'll get such kind of deals in December that you need to avoid.
Yeah.
And if you, let me tell you, if you've got money, you're not, when those SMSs are coming through, then
you're not bothered.
Because you know that you don't need them.
Yeah.
But if you've not planned, you are going to, every time they're saying there's a trip, there's an event happening at so and so, you're gonna want to be there. It's not everywhere that you need to be in this December.
Stay at home.
Not every kitty that you must go to.
Blessing.
Even if you've already gotten the invitations, plan buying the gifts now. Obviously, for a lot of the invitations have already gone out.
Of course.
So you know, or every wedding, you already know that there's a wedding and our NATO, so.
Yeah.
Don't just go and show up in people's weddings and say, I know I have a sister who's like that. I hope she's not listening. She will say to me, my presence is my gift.
And she's unfazed.
She's unfazed. She's like, I will show up at your wedding. And indeed, she can travel from Johannesburg and go to Cape Town if you invited her. She's just not going to show up with a gift. She says she's the gift.
Look, though, if you have finances for it, I agree with her. Mina, I'm like, great. But if you don't, Mina, I prefer you show up. I prefer you show up and leave that gift as long as I get to see you.
I want them both show up and show with something as well.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to build a culture to say, don't show up alone. Don't just show up and say, you are the present, you are the gift.
Bring the present.
Bring the present. You understand? So plan, because you've already been honored, and anyone that comes after you've already done your budget and you know you can't afford, you can promise maybe the couple that you will buy the gift later, and all maybe that you can do is to just show up and do honor that
exactly.
Yeah. Or if you get the invitation later than you've already planned and you know you can't really travel far to attend, don't promise to go. You're not going to go. You're not going because you don't have the money to go to that wedding in the Eastern Cape that only showed up after you've already planned your finances.
True.
You are not going there.
Yeah.
Oh, blessing, we are. So you are not going. We are looking at January now. We want to fix our January. We are avoiding the traps of being broke on January.
It's not a nice one at all.
That will be talking in January saying that, hey, we are in the January season. You will be, if you plan now ahead, you are going to be out of that. Track your spending. After avoiding the credit traps, track your spending. Like I said, don't be afraid to pull the bank statement from the end of October after you've done everything that you need to do. Check your spending. Same in November. Check your spending. Pull the bank statement. Sit down with your husband. Sit down with your children.
Yep. Blessing?
Then we're going to start new traditions. Replace costly habits with more affordable ones. Don't, you know, like, I know there are people that because the sister-in-law for this December is buying herself a car, just to appreciate herself for the year, the hard year that she went through, goes and buys herself a car. And then you go and pressurize your husband.
Yo.
Namdiyayifuna.
Yo, such a big commitment. Such a big commitment for Namdiyayifuna. Yo.
That's costly habits that are unplanned, because you always covet what others have. Even the Bible says that. It says that do not covet what your neighbor has.
True, true.
So now, just because you saw somebody else, you saw a colleague in the office, she came and she had these nice, Gucci shoes. You know you can't afford even a dupe of a Gucci shoe.
Really pleasing?
I mean, a dupe is like your 4,000 rand.
Yeah.
She came wearing a dupe Gucci shoe. The real one is like 65,000.
Uh-huh.
You are now
wanting to get it.
Wanting to get that dupe.
Yeah.
You can't afford it. You don't have it. Costly habits.
That's true.
That you cannot afford. Go to Ackermans and buy yourself a nice shoe and look pretty. Go to Jet, go to Edgar's and get yourself, or even Chinatown.
Yeah.
They've got very nice dupe. That's a real dupe for 300 gay. You'll get it there. But that one, you can afford it.
Blessing.
That's what I have for today. But I believe that people will have a very good December and a very good January. I can't wait for the day we'll get the impact.
Yeah.
This year.
You know what I like though is that we are having this conversation now on time.
Yes.
Now.
So you're not gonna call us. You know, we don't want you to go to Mashoni Sabatung January.
True.
Or to go to your workplace. I used to work in a place before where January staff members will be coming to make loans. And I, at some point as a financial manager, I had to put an end to it. Because what is this that in January we have 7 or 8 people coming to borrow money because what? Especially finance people.
That time you probably got a bonus in December, Cabang.
You did. Or you got, you one has traveled for Christmas, went to the Eastern Cape, how much is Sasa money from Makulu Batong?
For you to take with you.
For you to take with you so that you can pay her back. You're not even going to pay her back when you get paid on the last day of the month.
We've got to do better. We've got to do better.
We've got to do better.
Blessing.
And it's up to us to do better.
Yeah. Got to love and leave you, my dearest. We are running out of time. Thank you so much for pre-warning us so that man is without excuse.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Until next week, Blessing.
Thank you, Lux. Bye.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at challenges, relevant issues, and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Zibongile Mofokeng will leave you inspired every Monday and Tuesday. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.